This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is calling for what would be historic changes at the Supreme Court. The AP's Julie Walker leads us off.
President Biden is unveiling a long-awaited proposal for changes at the U.S. Supreme Court, calling on Congress to establish term limits and an ethics code for justices. He's also pressing lawmakers to ratify a constitutional amendment that would limit presidential immunity. The plans appear to have little chance of approval by a closely divided Congress. Still, Democrats hope it will help voters focus on a tight election. Donald Trump calls Supreme Court reform a desperate attempt by Democrats to play the ref. I'm Julie Walker.
Firefighters are making some progress in those fierce wildfires in the West. The Park Fire that started near Chico, California, has burned an area greater than the city of Los Angeles. There is news this morning about that chicken and turkey you eat. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
The U.S. Agriculture Department plans to set new limits on salmonella in raw poultry products, aiming to reduce the number of people who get sick. The USDA estimates about 168,000 salmonella infections from chicken and turkey each year. The new rules would require testing, block the sale of poultry that's above a certain threshold for bacteria, and make products subject to recall. Industry representatives question the rule's effectiveness and say it would raise the price of chicken. Jennifer King, Washington.
Israeli strikes killed two people and injured three others in southern Lebanon this morning, says Lebanon state media. At the Olympics in Paris, Simone Biles dominated gymnastics qualifying rounds, and the U.S. men's basketball team beat Serbia. And as France hosts the Olympics, it says vandals have now targeted telecommunications lines, affecting mobile and fixed phone lines. The scale of this isn't clear yet. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
The movie Deadpool and Wolverine had a massive opening at the box office this weekend.
I'm the Wolverine.
Yes, you are, and I'm going to need you to come with me right now.
Deadpool and Wolverine raked in a jaw-dropping $205 million domestically in its debut weekend, according to studio estimates. It is now among the top 10 openings of all time. Experts expected it to make maybe $160 million. It had already made $96 million by Friday night. Last week's number one, Twisters, drops to second place. Despicable Me 4 is third, and Inside Out 2 is fourth. Long Legs is number 5. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
McDonald's posted weak sales in the second quarter as increasingly value-conscious consumers paid fewer visits to restaurants. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.